Bez Hashem, continue with Mishmaron Simon Lamed Beis Sif Tes Zayin Sif Kotin Mem Tes Sif Kotin Mem Tes in the Mishnah Rurim, Pesher number 78. And we are discussing now when a letter is difficult to discern what the letter is because of a Kashrus Shaila. Kashrus Shaila. You're not sure if the letter is, let's say, for example, a Vav, or is it maybe a Yud. So we're going to learn that the halacha is you can show this letter to a child. As we'll see, he's not in any extreme of brilliance or extreme of lack of brilliance. He's a regular average child that can read the letter and discern what's in front of us, and he'll give us his opinion. Now his opinion will be the psak halacha. So it's not that he is passing, not that the little boy or girl is passing the shayla. But what they are doing is, they are telling us what the letter is. Once they read that letter and say, it's a Vav, it's a Yud, that's how we can determine what it is. Now, if it needs to be fixed up after the fact, let's say it's a Yud. Let's go the other way. Let's say it's a Vav. Let's say the child reads and says, that letter is a Vav. So after the child reads it and says, he reads it correctly, now the sefer can continue and extend the length of the letter. Okay, that's the major point of, we're not just going to leave that letter there for the next time and the mezuzah gets checked, and then we have the same situation again, or the tefillin gets checked, but the sefer will now extend that vav, and I'm saying vav because it is a vav, it's not extending the yud, can't do that. Yes.
That's because it has to be done in sequence, right?
It has to be done in sequence. You cannot go shaloi kesidra, you can't go out of order. Right. So he's reading this, boy or girl is reading this letter as a vav. But now what we're doing is we're fixing the tsura. We're fixing it to look properly.
Right.
Okay.
Could it be a girl also?
100%. My daughter was the one who, actually it was a letter of vav. That's a... She read it as a vav, and the sefer then fixed it. She's the kala now. She's getting married, but when she was in third grade, I pulled her out of class, and I gave her some candy afterwards to make her feel better. She took out of class. Okay, now we pick up over here in the mechaber. He says as follows: Im tinik she'enoi loy chacham v'loy tipesh yodei l'krois is kosher v'im lav is possible. If the child, the tinnik she'enu loy chacham siv katan mem tes. What does it mean loy chacham? Hainu chacham kol kach shemevin ha'inyan. You don't want the child who's very perceptive and understands. Oh, I know what you're doing here. You want to see if I could read this letter. So he's gonna, you know, like my children come back from the eye doctor sometimes, and they tell me, I memorized what the letters. I'm like, well, that's not the point. It's trying to help you out over here to see better. So you have to have a regular child, not that he's overly perceptive and too smart. And therefore, he's going to say the letter that is a question, and it's going to be, he's going to say it's right. But it's not called a chacham. It's not called a chacham if he could discern what the letters are. This is an aleph, this is a beis, gimel. Vein mevin ma shekazel lefanda. But he doesn't understand what's in front of him. The zeo vadei gamkin kosher. You could also use a child who knows what the letters are. You have to know what the letters are. That's the starting point. There's nothing wrong. You have to know what the letters are. V'loi tipesh. You can't be a tipesh. Tipesh, what's up tipesh? Sifkat nun. Hainu. She'eino yeideya likreis oisis. He doesn't know how to read the letters. Whoever knows how to read the letters, even though it's not an expert with the way the letter is supposed to be written, if the child says, that doesn't look like whatever letter you're showing to me. If the child says it doesn't look like the chaf, doesn't look like a beis, whatever the letter you're showing, then it's going to be possible.
Wow.
Siv katin nun.
But why is this? I mean, what's the logic? Why don't you take an adult? Why would an adult
So the logic
you
is like this.
You want somebody to be ignorant, but you don't want to be too stupid.
Right.
You want them to be too smart.
Right. So because we have a question, we don't know what this letter is. The Vav and the Yud is a very good example.
Why don't you get an expert?
What?
Why don't you get an expert, a Talmud Chacham or a Rebbe, to look at it and say, what is it? What do you think he paskins it is? Why are we going to this?
Right. Because you want someone who is just going to look at the pureness of the letter. Because another issue is, which we're going to see the next few lines, is do you have to cover up the letters before and the letters afterwards? We don't want, we want an unadulterated decision being made over here. We want to know what is just this letter. So if you get an adult, first of all, the adult most probably is going to see the word.
Right.
And he's going to tell you right away, oh, b'shach b'cha.
The context.
Yeah. In the context, he's going to see it, and then we're going to say, oh, do you have to cover up the letters? Some say yes, some say no. So we don't want any of that taking place. We want to know what is the pure letter, just the letter alone. So who's going to be the one to be able to do that for us? The child.
Right.
The child.
So the sofer couldn't do it.
No, not at all. Right. The sofer is the one. I'm telling you exactly the case. By me, my mezuzah, the sofer called me up. He told me, he says, do you have a child who's around 9 years old that can come over and take a look at this? Because he knows what the word is. And he knows what the letters are supposed to look like. In fact, he'll be more machmir probably. Because what was the problem? The vav was a question, was it looking like a yud? Is it too small? Or is it long enough to look like a vav?
Oh, yeah.
So in his mind, it was a question enough to put a flag on it and say, okay, we have to have someone read this to discern what letter this is. But he himself, he would say, no, this is not the way the Vav is supposed to be. It's too short of a Vav. And that's why he lengthened it afterwards. You hear what's going on? Why we have to have specifically the child?
Yeah.
Because the adult will be either...
But the sofer initially thought it wasn't long enough.
100%.
Why didn't he just lengthen it? Because that's what he ended up doing.
No. I'll tell you why. It's a very good question. Very good question. Question was, why didn't the sofer just lengthen it? Just fix it.
Wasn't a yud.
Because if the child, if you read it and you say that's not a vav, it's a yud, but it's supposed to be a vav, you can't just lengthen it. It's possible because you're going shalei kesidrin, you're going out of order.
You're writing the letter much later.
You're right. If it's supposed to be a vav and it looked like a yud, so now you already wrote everything, the rest of mezuzah is written out. So now when you're going back. And then you make that into a vav, you're changing the letter from a yud to a vav.
So
that's shalei kesidrin. When the child says it's a vav, then he adds a little more ink.
If the child says it was a vav, it was written as
a vav. It was written as a vav. It was already a vav.
Right.
Then you're good. Right. That's the whole
idiom. You're not correcting.
You're editing. You're not correcting.
No, you can't do credit.
Oh, that's
okay. Great. I understand.
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
Okay. Very good. So we are here in...
51.
Well, first, yeah, let's go to the top of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says as follows. So the Mechaber says, you do not have to cover the rest of the letters that, like, they have the minig of doing that. It's interesting. He says there are those that have the minig of covering the letters. And the Mechaber says you don't have to. So here's an example where on the picture... For those who have the Sefer Pir Halacha, that's on page 96, where they're covering the previous letters before the word. The question, the letter involved here, is this Vav? Is this Vav a Vav or is the Vav a Yud? That's the questionable Shaila. And we're saying that the Mechaber says you do not have to cover the preceding letters. Says the Mishra Sif Kotnan Aleph, V'chein Kosev Alevush, that you also don't have to cover the previous letters. However, Avol Morgin Avram, V'shem Maharit Kosa, that Tzorich Lechas Es Mashal Afonav. The Maharit, the Morgin Avram, the name of the Maharit says, no, you do have to cover the letters in front. Okay. I don't remember exactly, it was many years ago, Lemaisa, what the Sefer did with us. I don't remember if he covered the letters or did not cover the letters when we had the Shaila. So he says, Shim Yaschem Etchilas Hamikra Sirchei Noked V'Ozo. What's the reasoning of the Magen Avraham, the name of Marit, that you have to cover the rest of the letters? And the reason is like this. We're talking about a child who knows how to say the letters. He says Shema.
He knows words.
He knows words. So what's going to happen? What could happen? What could happen is he sees it, and all of a sudden it gets into his head, and he goes, so what's the question? He doesn't see any questions. He reads it properly. Oh, that's all. No, we don't want that.
Right.
That's why the Magen Avraham is bringing down. You should cover the actual letters.
Wow.
And even a child who doesn't know, didn't learn this parasha of the Chumash yet. Still has to cover that which is in front of him until his teva. Aval teva zu, v'gam mashal acharel, ein tzarich lechas. So you say klal b'chol gavni. Now, but the word itself, aval teva zu, v'gam mashal acharel, ein tzarich lechas. So you say klal b'chol gavni. The word itself and the words after it, you don't have to cover. When we say cover over here, whole shayla is covering the words that come before the shayla, before the questionable letter that has the word in it, the letter with the right. And once again, the reason is because you'll read Vahafta Eis Hashem Lekecha V'chol Levavcha, right? So you'll be going. It comes in order. But the words afterwards, you're not going to be saying that afterwards. Like if I ask you how to say Ashrei, you go Ashrei Yishev Yisecha. I said, do me a favor, say it backwards. Right.
Lord.
Okay.
If you're looking at
the Ramah says on top of the page, Miu, Im anu royim shalei nishir tzuras ha'ois kitikunai. Pasul, afal pisha tinoik, kari oisik hilchosai. A very important Ramah. Before I say what the Ramah says, we have to understand that we don't bring the child in to look at the letter if the letter is pasul. What's a psul of a letter? If it's not connected, for example. Let's say there was a letter written in the mezuzah. And the aleph, the legs of the aleph, the bottom, the top, irrelevant which one, they're not connected. And it doesn't form the letter. It's just totally not connected. There's no aleph there. And the child comes along and says, I have to ace. He says, that's an aleph. And then you point that you show the child, look, it's not even... Oh, yeah, I didn't notice that. That's irrelevant. If you see there's a psul and the child reads it correctly, it's possible.
Yeah, right.
That's not when we ask the child to come read the letter. We only ask the child to read letter. An example that we gave with other letters also, is this a vav or is it a yud? That's just a general, you know, other examples also. Right. Now look at the Ramah. Ha'ois, he says, if you see the tsura, the form of the ois is not an ois, kitikunai, properly, it's possible. Even though the child reads it, that is a correct letter.
Context,
whatever it might be. Says the Mishra Sev Katan Nunbei, so ois. Now he gives examples. Kigoin alfin shein hayud shelohen noigas el atzman. So he says, for example, the aleph, that its yud is not touching the slanted base, right? Because if you take a look at that, it's really amazing because you said a minute ago we have 22 letters in the aleph base, right? Of the aleph base letters, it's really less letters, but they're formed together. For example, you're taking a yud from the top and a yud on the bottom, and you're taking a slanted line across, that's your aleph. That's what an aleph is. It's two yuds with a line across.
26.
Ches are two zions. Right. Now, by the way, we're not going to get into this now, but I will just mention that there's a whole calculation of the oisiyos of the letters of the Torah that correspond to the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. And that being the case, the question is, well, how many words in the Torah are there, and how many letters are there, and all these different questions of, well, how do you count a word and a letter, right? Because we just said over here, in the Aleph, you have two Yuds.
Well, I like this. and a vav.
The pay, yeah, the pay is my favorite. Pay has a pay, and the inside of the pay is a pay. Yeah, well, that's similar with vav. Okay, so he says further. So this example he's giving is when you have that the yuds are not touching the aleph. V'chein nekudas ha-pei. So too the inside of the pei, shein egas legago, is not touching the roof of the pei. V'chein lechol oisios sheinim pshutois. So too with all the letters that are not pshutois, sheyesh hefsek be'emtson shupasol. So a regular letter that is not touching, it's connecting, it's not connected properly, it's possible. The letter has to be totally connected. Whether it's happened at the time when you're writing or when after or la'achar k'siva. When does it help to have a child look at it? When the letter is a question, what is it? Is it a vav? Kegoin vav ketiyo? A small vav, she'onu musupakinimi, hegiya lo'irich vav, or kishir yod. Did it come to the length that a vav has to be? Or is it a yod? U'lekach toil kriyasat ketinuk, that's where a child helps to read it. Degilu milsa ba'almohu, what is he doing? He's being megala milsa. Megala milsa means he's coming to reveal the known that's already there. Degilu milsa ba'almohu, the oirich vav, yeshla, he's coming to tell us that it does have the length of the vav that it has to have. Medaloi koro yud, since he didn't call it yud. What didn't so too? Lo ois nun, so too with an ois nun pshuta. So too with a regular nun. Looking at the picture here, if I can show it in a second. I think it's picture number 8, right? On page 96. No, it's picture number 5. Picture number 5. What didn't lo ois nun pshuta? The long nun.
This? It's a page.
On the right side of picture number 5. V'chaf pshuta sheish. Page 96.
Yeah. Oh, this is a final. It doesn't look like a nun to me.
So it doesn't look like a nun to you. That's exactly the problem. So look in the back of your sefer. Okay. This is a final nun, end of nun. You see that?
Oh, really? That's a final nun?
That's a final nun. Yeah, you have to know what the letters look like, first of all. That's the...
Well, we're not used to seeing
it. Right. We're not used to seeing it like this. Okay? For those on the audio, bleen that there. I hopefully remember today to send some pictures to you. Okay? So, if this nun surface, right, this end of nun, the final nun, however you say it, is shorter, so what's it going to look like now? It looks like a Zion now.
Yeah.
Okay? Well... I mean,
it doesn't look like it.
The Zion is up here. Right. It's a little different, but it looks like a Zion.
You could be confused.
That has three.
Yeah, it definitely looks like a Zion. So, well, your Zion and your Siddur should not look like a Nun in your Siddur because they're not written the same way. They're written different letters. It's only this Ksav. They're in front, yeah.
I made mistakes, though.
Okay. So he says further. He says further on the bottom of the page. Just get my place again. V'adin lo ois nun pshuta de chaf pshuta sheish safek imesh lahem shir archon oy chaf kfufa shedaim lemixas lebeis. A chaf kfufa means a bent chaf, which is the regular chaf, not an end letter, which looks a little like a base. Take a look at the back of your safe. You look. That's number 6, correct? Right? That's number 6. V'chai gavna sheyesh estavikim t'muna doymel ois acheris. I will heichu shon eroin she'eno ois nisha b'tzurosa. I don't want to say repeating, but it's being clear that if the letter does not look like it's supposed to be, ma'moyel b'kriyas hatinuk, how does it help to have a child look at it? Ve'inenu roin she'eno ois b'tzurosa. Our eyes see that it does not have the right tzura. L'chein. Like we said earlier, if the letter of the left leg of the aleph is not touching the slanted part of the aleph, it doesn't help the child is going to read it as an aleph. The child's not going to say, oh, it's an ayin. The child's going to read it as an aleph. Nonetheless, it's 100% possible. V'adin v'pashto so to im anu royin vada yishein by tsuras oyus loy mahani madetina kairei. Turn the page oysoy kach. Once again, it also does not help if the child reads it when we see that it doesn't have the proper form of the letter. Rak b'sofik lano in yesh boy shir karoy mahani. It's only if it's a doubt to us that has the proper shir, that's when it helps. V'choze b'loy tikkun. That's when the puzzle, if it wasn't fixed, when we say it wasn't fixed, meaning the whole shayla, take question 1 second from Cincinnati, the whole shayla is whether or not, if it's a proper letter of a vav or a yud, and like we said, if it's supposed to be, it'll go the other way for a second, if it's supposed to be a yud, and the child reads it as a yud, but what was the whole shayla? Maybe it was a little too long, right? So now what do? You scrape it away. You can, scraping away is not called ksiva. And once again, the child read it correctly.
Okay, so it was a
yod,
right?
Right. The other case we gave until now, we said it was a vav.
That would be a problem.
So then he just has to extend. No, he has to extend the vav.
Oh.
Right? He has to extend the vav. Now, in this case, we're saying that the child reads it as a yod, and it's supposed to be a yod. But it looks a little too long. So what he can do is he can scrape away the bottom part of it to make sure that yud looks like a yud, and that you don't think it's a vav. Now, it's not a problem of Shulik Hasidron going out of order because the child read it correctly. Mitzvah Hashem will continue and finish Sif Tes Zayin the next year with Sif Kot and Nun Gimel. And then we're moving right along to a drop of ink in Sif Yud Zayin. We'll be discussing a drop of ink that falls down on a letter.